Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. So I think that you are the perfect person to talk to today. So I'm going to put a lot of pressure on you because I know for those of us like me who need a little bit more clarity on the big, beautiful bill and the rumor that we're going to be paying more taxes if it doesn't pass. What's going on there?
The big, beautiful bill. I'll tell you what, it's a Friday morning at 8:50. We still don't know exactly what this thing's going to look like. The feeling is something will eventually pass, and that something will be this tax cut, because the president wants this thing. He campaigned on it. It's the centerpiece of his economic program. All the other stuff, Medicaid cuts and cuts to food aid programs, I don't know about that, but that tax cut, I think, will survive. If it doesn't, then all these taxes, all these tax cuts enacted in 2017, the first year, the first term of Trump's presidency, are done. That's it. And a lot of the income tax rates you pay go back up. The standard deduction, which was increased dramatically in that bill, all of a sudden reverts back to what it was. Now the personal exemptions come back. I'm trying hard not to get in the weeds here. But every study I've seen, nonpartisan study from people I've been dealing with forever, will tell you that if this tax cut bill doesn't pass, yeah, the average middle-class family, roughly earning $60,000 to $120,000, will pay about $1,700 more next year. About a third won't, for various reasons. The more you make, the more you'll pay in federal income tax. So that's what you're looking at right now. Congress plays this game a lot. You know, they did it with under Obama, I remember. They've done it for years. It's they don't make it permanent because they say it would cost too much, but then when the temporary tax runs out, well, they can't help themselves.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're there. You're got the, you know, you could test the waters. I mean, like you said, every bipartisan study you've seen. How do you think, or who do you think, is best to get this through?
Boy, that's a great question. Trump, in a word. Right now, the Republicans are struggling because you got the more conservative Republicans who say these tax cuts cost a fortune and you got to balance it off somehow. That's why they're talking big Medicaid cuts and food aid cuts and so forth. But right now, the Medicaid cuts are not popular with more moderate Republicans, particularly those who represent rural areas where people really depend on this. Who's going to push it through? The feeling is at some point, Trump will start muscling this thing through. He'll call people to the Oval Office. I've seen this 1,000 times. The president of the United States looks you in the eye and says, you know, I need you on this one. It's hard to say no, especially when it's Trump and you're a Republican. Democrats, no, I'd be surprised if any Democrat votes for this thing. There may be one or two out there. But it's going to be Trump. House leaders, yeah, of course they'll be instrumental in this, but watch the White House is what we're being told.
Interesting. It's getting exciting. Isn't there a deadline coming up for it, too?
Well, Trump wants all this done by the 4th of July in a week. So
so it's his deadline.
You know, yeah, it's his deadline. But again, he's the president, and right now he's enormously popular among Republicans. So, and Republicans control Congress. Congress actually was supposed to leave today and not be around next week. But right now it doesn't look like it's going to happen. You know, deadlines move people. I mean, not just in Congress, but in life. And the feeling is, you know, put the thing on the Senate floor and vote. See what happens. Make people vote yes or no. If it fails, it fails. And I think that's what's going to happen tomorrow, Sunday, Monday. Because, again, deadlines force your hand. If this thing goes beyond July 4th, then all of a sudden you got the whole month of July and here we go again. So
Right. Let's
see. I think this thing has a week.
Okay, so let's talk about the cuts. I mean, everybody, every time there is a new administration, it's like, well, cut the spending, cut the spending, cut the spending.
Right.
Finally, you know, DOGE comes in and cuts the spending, and now we've got the bill cutting the spending on Medicaid and various programs. I mean, the cuts were what everybody wanted, and now it's like they're fighting against it. I can't wrap my head around it right now.
Yeah, believe me, I've been trying forever to figure this out. Going back to Ronald Reagan, who was the first president I covered, and his big thing was, get government off people's backs. We're going to make it more efficient. And in fact, I can remember he came in 1981. He had a list of about 100-some agencies he was going to eliminate. I mean, Trump only wants to eliminate, one or two. And in the end, I think one minor agency got eliminated because they all have constituencies. And we've come to rely on the federal government for so much of what we do in our lives. I mean, the food we eat, the health care. I mean, we may have private health insurance, but, it's subject to federal law now. They can't reject you because of previous conditions, that sort of thing. So the federal government is there, and you can't wish it away. So you're right. You hear all this cut, but the feeling is, and has been for years, at some point this has to explode. We can't keep piling up debt. Anybody who's taken a basic economics course knows that the more debt you have, the more risk you're taking with the overall economy. And again, I won't go into macroeconomics, but I was always taught that the more debt the Feds pile up, the higher interest rates are going to go. Well, the economy's still growing slowly, but it's still growing, and yet we keep piling on the debt. I keep thinking at some point this can't last, but heck, I've been thinking that all my adult life. So here we are.
Thank you so much. David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C., your vision has clarified some things for us, so we certainly appreciate you being here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Have a great weekend.
You too. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Next week's the 4th of July. So
sounds good. Thank you.